Hey yo, this is your man Wordsmith, aka that microphone bully, and if you're playing that garbage out there, we moving it to the side. That's right, you heard it first. This is a Hip Hop Digest exclusive. Let's get it! 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 Let's get it!
I used to run with a gang, alright? Now I work with them. I just want to make a point here, alright? The reality on the street is that the dope dealer has got the Mercedes Benz, the instant money and the women. Now these kids have eyes. They see what's going on. And that is their socialization. It's the values that they respect. They respect. They respect. They respect. They respect. They respect. They respect.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And we got a special guest today standing in for our man, E. Color, who's doing a play tonight. Who that be?
Greetings. It's the return of the governor, George J.
Yes,
thanks,
sir,
for having me on the show, fellas.
You're welcome.
George J., the Hip Hop Digest governor, welcome. No doubt about it. Glad to have you on the show, brother.
Man, I'm happy to be here, man. I was honored to get the call.
Okay. That's what's
we
up.
Had to put the bat signal out for you.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Definitely. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Let's get these young boys off our lawn.
You know what I mean?
Get off my lawn.
You know what I mean? All right, let's get in, yo. First topic of the Hip Hop Digest is Paul Wall calls out the rap industry.
You see them foes crawling.
He calls them
screen falling.
He calls them Houston culture vultures over Lean's popularity. Your boy Paul Wall is saying that Houston's culture has been hijacked by certain people. Let's say commercial rappers, if you will, and he names Future being one of the biggest ones. But generally, he's saying that they have jacked Houston culture. He said he's tired of people talking about coming up to him. Oh, Paul Wall, you only sipping Lean because Future doing it, or certain rappers from Atlanta are doing it. He's pissed about that. And he said that people have died using that drug, Pimp C, DJ Screw and Big Mo, just to name a few. But Paul Wall wants Houston to get the credit for all that Lean. Kurt G, I know you know a little bit about that Lean culture.
No, I don't really know about it, but I know I got peoples in Houston that I know that know about that culture. And from what they tell me, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's the way of life for some people.
Paul Wall goes on to say, since the trend of rapping about sipping drank has come mainstream and acceptable in hip-hop, Paul Wall voices his frustrations, saying y'all wasn't doing none of this shit outside of Texas, but now you got Atlanta biting Detroit as well as New York. George J., what do you know about drugs? It's Lean.
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know what Lean is. Is that is that the same as Scissor?
Yeah, that's the same shit.
Okay. Sir. Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of things that you could get up in arms about in terms of, you know, people being culture vultures and stuff like that. I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding why this brother's so concerned about, you know, people popularizing, y'all brand of drugs. I mean, it seems if you're going to stand up for something, there's a lot of other things you could stand up for besides, you know, not getting the credit for, you know, a substance that people are getting high and dying off of. I don't remember any New York rappers be like saying, oh man, y'all wasn't up on crack before New York started doing it. You know, it's just, I just think there's so many things, and I always notice there's always these cats that whose popularity isn't what it once was. That tend to have these observations and these complaints about the industry. But the fact of the matter is, every area gets their chance to shine, and that includes their fashion, their rhyme style, and other aspects of their culture. And right now, you know, I guess, you know, the South is shining off the stuff that maybe originated from Houston, but so what?
Well, I think generally people start looking at legacy. People start totaling things up and totaling what did we contribute. Certainly, I agree with you. I mean, I'm thinking there's 1,000 things that Houston could be given credit for other than drugs.
Absolutely.
I get that. But people
are Scarface.
Oh, no doubt. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know.
No doubt. Speaking of DJ Screw, I mean, to me, that was something that was fantastic and innovative.
Exactly.
You right. know, I mean, there's other things.
Remember
in
Screw for what he did for how he was innovating with the music,
and right?
How he was his mixtapes. Don't try to remember Screw for dying off a lean.
That's
Don't
true.
Try to big some shit up like that.
That's true, and that unfortunately get lost when you're talking about lean. But my main point is, now you got people starting to total up legacy because you know. The older you get, in the game, the more you talk about, damn, how am I going to be remembered? I don't think Paul Wall's looking for a check. I think he's looking for something that he can hang his hat on about, oh, this was us. We're not going to let Atlanta or Detroit or New York or anybody else take credit for. I think he's just looking for legacy.
But that's like the governor said, that's even find something else to be
how about
for.
That?
Say that again, yo.
I said, put your stamp on something like Screw, you know? Put your stamp on the music.
Oh,
that's just, like, the lean thing is just, like, one aspect of what, you know, of what rappers from that area were talking about in terms of their music, right?
No doubt, right.
Like, that's kind of my issue. It's like, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, that's one of those things that you might say publicly with your boys. Like, yeah, you know that everybody talking about, you know, everybody talking about lean now and all these other cities, you know, everybody know it came from Texas, but that's not something that I would get out there. Like you said, there's a bunch of other things that Houston can talk about as far as that city's legacy in hip hop.
Yeah, and no doubt.
That's just one aspect of what, you know, what some of the rappers from Houston talk about.
Indeed, indeed. So that's what's up, man. Paul Wall, you know, shout out to him. You know what I mean? I understand his frustration. I understand his frustration, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I guess I just would have rather heard him say something about, you know, something about the style of music. I mean, there was a second, you know, a while back where everybody was, you know, doing this, you know, doing the technique where they slow the voice down and, you know.
Yeah,
and all that.
All that's DJ Screw, the whole slow down.
Yeah, that's the DJ Screw style.
You know, right.
Now, that's something that I could see. You know, if you hear people popularizing that from other cities and getting rich off it, that's something that you say, you know, that's our style. Don't try to claim it for Atlanta or New York or you know, or Chicago or wherever you.
Yeah, and real talk, he's probably frustrated, you know what I mean? Because I think Future Atlanta specifically got this whole purple shit, you know,
right.
Locked down. And,
right. Right, because they popularized the drink to the point where they got everybody, suburb people, wanting to drink it and do all that other shit. So, and it wasn't that popular when Houston was doing it and when they were back in their day. So I guess he's trying to say, nigga, we did this first. But like you said, why are you trying to take claim for that? You know what I'm saying? What? Why? That's not something you want to take claim for.
Yeah. We could use a lot less of that.
No doubt. Indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West, Life of Pablo, to become the first number one album off streaming totals only. Your boy Kanye West is claiming victory. He's doing a victory lap because of the equivalent. Every 1,500 streams counts as one album unit sold. Since there's no physical of Pablo, they estimate 90 million streams of Pablo would equal to about 60,000 sales equivalents. That's the new math and shit. You need a degree to figure it out. But that's your man Kanye West saying, I told y'all niggas that y'all don't know what y'all talking about. I know what I'm doing. Number one album, Pablo.
Slow clap.
Yeah, he said a slow clap.
Good for you. I'm still trying. I'll be honest. I'll be dead ass honest. I'm still kind of working my way through the album. I just keep listening to part of a song and then just playing No More Parties in L.A. over and over again. But you know, slow clap. You know, congratulations if that's, you know, if that's the standard. But I guess the bottom line is the sign of the times. Nobody's selling physical units anymore.
Well, that's not true. And I'm going to tell you right now that Adele and Taylor Swift is selling plenty of physical units.
Okay, so let me come up there. Let's say there's very few artists though moving product like an Adele or Taylor Swift.
Well, that's true. Now, see, and that's why Kanye West. And I'm going to tell you something. Kanye is a very smart individual, and if you look beneath the surface, Kanye West understands that even him, physical in the stores is not going to move a lot of units. So he skipped the embarrassment, okay, of moving, let's say, 15 to 30,000, maybe 40,000 physical units. That's embarrassing for Kanye West. He don't want to be associated with it, so we don't put out a physical product. At some point in time, he will, after all the hubbub is over with. But so trust me, you start looking for people, lead rappers, to follow his lead, while you will have Adele types, where you'll have country music types, Rolling Stone types putting out physical product. Rappers will not, because of the embarrassing low numbers, and there's always pressure on them, especially in a commercial world, to do big numbers. So look for people to follow that lead. He won't be the only one.
So they gotta make up a way to get big numbers?
Yes.
That's the shit that just gets me. Like, you gotta make up a way to get big numbers.
Of course.
You gotta say so many streams is equal to an album sale. So a motherfucker that streams just one song over and over and over
gets an album
sale.
That's
an album sale.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck about the rest of the album. That's just one song, so that equals to an album.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
How you
all
think
that? I purchased about 500 J Live albums then.
How you think?
Because I've been running how much is water.
You know what I'm saying? That show is hot.
Yeah. How much? Why do you think Young Thug got so big? I mean, Young Thug really doesn't even have it. Or Future, for that matter. It's just streams for those guys.
Is that YouTube, too? Or is that Spotify? We're talking the music provider.
That is all the main.
The music
Spotify's.
Yeah, for that.
The Pandora's. I don't think YouTube is in there fully. There's a component of YouTube, but pretty soon YouTube will count in that shortly. So, what's up, man? I don't know. Here we go. The fuzzy math continues.
Well, it's going to continue. I mean, that's the only way they're going to be able to make a way for them to actually exist. Especially for making plaques for people. You know what I mean? There's no way. You might as well stop making plaques. Because the only way you're going to do it is by making some shit up like this.
Right.
So this nigga goes platinum off of streams. And all niggas know is two or three songs off the album.
Well, they're not saying he won platinum. They just saying.
I'm saying, in total, if he goes platinum, and all niggas did was stream three songs off his album. So he went platinum off of three songs.
Right. So, that's what's up. So, this next topic is not even really a topic. Yo, earlier today, I was taking a nap and shit. Got up from the nap. I had this weirdest fucking dream. Yo, speaking of Kanye West, I got to tell it real quick, yo. For some strange reason, me, Kurt G, and E. Culla was flown to France for whatever reason. Shit, we was flying to France and shit, probably mainly because somebody in France wanted to interview us. So they flew us over there, and everybody was like, yo, this is kind of dope. This is kind of cool. You know, E. Culla and shit on that high eating and drinking shit. He's like, yo, I'm going to go get some of this French Bordeaux shit, you know, whatever. And Kurt G was bugging out. So I was like, yo, we need to go over and check this guy from France to do the interview. And I was like, personally, I don't want to do it. Y'all two going to do it. And by the time I turned around, them niggas bounced on me.
It's like, nigga.
Yeah, so they bounced on me. I go to the studio and doing an interview, and guess who's in the studio? Kanye West.
Nah, that's a dream.
Yo, Kanye West is in the studio. The guy's asking about real hip hop and this, that, and the third, and he's setting it up with Kanye West. And yo, do you think in Brooklyn, do you think that Kanye West is real hip hop king killer? And I'm like, well, I mean, what he's doing now, I ain't really fucking with. You know what I mean? You know, his classic albums and shit. And Kanye West is defending himself. You know, there's some back and forth. But this is the key thing of the dream, yo. Not to get along with it. After the dream, this nigga Kanye West, like, yo, y'all coming to the party, right? I'm like, what party? He's like, yo, I'm throwing a party. I was like, that's that Hollywood shit. I probably can't afford it or some shit, you know what I mean? You know, he's like, nah, this is real hip hop, yo. He's like, wifey ain't even gonna be
really
there.
That's a dream. Real hip hop.
Yo, his wifey ain't even gonna be there. Yo, niggas strictly on vinyl. I'm just doing that shit, yo. It's 100%, yo. It's the weirdest dream, yo. It was crazy. You know what I mean?
It's all a dream.
Right.
Yeah, he done left real hip hop a long time ago.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No doubt.
That shit's crazy, son.
All right, so let me get into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest. Businessman Don Peoples says that Jay-Z fits white America's code of a black man. As founder and chairman of CEO Peoples runs the largest African-American-owned real estate and development ownership company in the United States of America. He goes on to say that Jay-Z fits the basic stereotype of what white folks consider black success, meaning that you will come from a drug dealer turned businessman to be a success. I will add, this is my own personal, rapper, drug dealer, and ball player as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to add ball players in.
Oh, yeah.
Athletics. He talked about how regular businessmen such as himself don't really get any shine because the community only holds up Jay-Z types. And he said, you see that down the line. So let's think about this in hip hop. Some of the most revered people in hip hop, especially when we talk about, and I say this to say in comparison, Taylor Swift is probably signed to a major, but you don't know who the president of that label is, unless you're an insider. But everybody always knows the presidents from Russell, the Puffy, the Suge Knight, the Jay-Z, to Damon Dash, to Rap-A-Lot, James Prince, you know, Skywalker, Luke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tony Draper. I can name rap label CEOs coming out my ass.
Got to rub your hands together. Don't forget about babies.
Yo, don't forget about, yeah, don't forget about them niggas.
Rub them hands.
Rub your hands together. You know?
Yeah.
So my point is, and the question is, basically, is Mr. Peoples, is he on to something in the fact that the African-American community standards seem to be only limited at best? What do you think, Governor?
Absolutely. I think he's definitely on to something. I've said it a lot. I've said it a lot. You know, we look at, we define black success, you know, in a really narrow way. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. Most people who become successful, let me go back. Let me take a step back. Sorry about that. Most black people are not drug dealers.
No doubt.
And most people that become successful, you know, didn't have to bring themselves up from a life of crime. And the other thing is this, you know, it's dangerous. And I always say this, it's dangerous because it sets kind of unrealistic goals and precedents. The fact is, you know, people look at somebody like Jay-Z and they say, well, he came from the hood and he sold drugs. He came from an impoverished background. So you can do the same. You can do the same as Jay-Z. No, you can't. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z is also extremely talented and extremely smart. Jay-Z is playing with a set of resources that you don't have.
Right.
You know, that most people don't have. And I'm not saying that everybody doesn't have something that they can do or something they can even be great at. But to gauge your own success and your kind of milestone for success by somebody like a Jay-Z, that sets an unrealistic standard, you know, for anybody, you know. But unfortunately, these are the black role models that, you know, that we're taught to look up to. And I'm not saying you shouldn't even look up to Jay-Z or aspire to learn some things from the way he made his moves, or Russell Simmons, or, you know, or something like that. But you're talking about somebody in a Jay-Z who's really a lot more talented than most people. Forget black people. Just more talented and smarter than most people, period. So I think there's just a range of black successful people in our own communities that we don't hold up. Like, you know, my guy's Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think we need more of that.
Right. I feel you. Right.
You know, astrophysicist. You know what I mean? Let's talk about, you know, more folks like that. And not to say that, and it's not no disrespect to Jay-Z at all or anything that he's accomplished, but I think he definitely has a point that we tend to use that as the model for success. And I think we just need to be able to define it in other ways besides making, you know, millions or billions of dollars.
Now, let me put in another question. This is for you, G. He sort of compares it, but he's like, you know, African-Americans tend to do that because that is what white folks are comfortable with, meaning that you may name Mr. Peoples and they may know, you know, Mr. Tyson from television shows. But on a whole, unless you're naming, you know, athletes and ball players, white folks aren't really going to know about that.
Well, that's because that's what they see. it's what's in front of their eyes. And that's the way we portray ourselves also. We put ourselves in that light where the only way we can make it is by being an athlete or by being a drug dealer. You know what I mean? That's the light that we put ourselves in. And it also puts pressure on smart kids from the suburbs who have a college education in their future to want to downgrade themselves and to try to upgrade. You know what I mean? If you understand what I'm saying, they want to put themselves in a position where they look like they're poor when they come up from an affluent background, just so they can look like they made it from nothing into something.
Right, right. The narrative is heavy in that way. One of the things. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, and not to, you know, like I said, not to get on a whole other topic, but we also have a. We also look at these figures because of their wealth, right? And we because we tend to look at these figures so closely and follow everything they do, we even define wealth by material possession.
Yep.
And like if you read any book like The Color of Wealth or something like that, you know, used to be wealth is really defined by a lot more than just, you know, the kind of car you drive or even the house that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's, you know, wealth is you know, like, you know, we talk about white wealth being generation, and the fact that, you know, that you know, that real estate and owning land and, you know, and grandmom having that house in, you know, in central Pennsylvania,
right?
You see what I'm saying? That's not how we necessarily define wealth by these folks, you know, with their jewelry, their cars, their clothes, and, you know, and maybe their house. You know, and we don't define it by the moves that they're making to build that wealth. I mean, Jay-Z's got a lot of business interests that are generating him wealth that people don't even know about.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're so focused on everything done with the label.
Yes, I think people don't realize that Jay, if he would have never rhymed a word in his life, would have been probably just as successful. Because you're right.
Yeah.
He's that smart. He's that smart of a guy. Mr. Peebles went on to later criticize the television show Empire, which also features another drug dealer turned businessman. I've always been a long critic of Empire. I know people find it highly, highly entertaining. I still think it's coon juice. You know what I mean? I point blank.
Coon juice.
Yeah.
So tasty, so refreshing.
Uh-huh.
Try some.
Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, it's over the top. You got a point there, but I mean, I think that show is over the top on purpose.
I think
it was Lee Daniels, right?
He said,
I think Lee Daniels had very much had in mind like kind of the Falcon Crest Dallas.
And you know what? Really, I was just getting ready to say that your boy was on the interview, and he compared that to, you know, like maybe shows like Dynasty, Dallas,
yeah,
you know,
exactly,
in that same vein. I guess, you know what I'm saying. But I guess, you know, the only thing is that it
perpetuates what we already, like I was saying earlier, think that you have to do in order to be successful.
But gee, real quick, the key for me is that even though I think Lee Daniels wanted Empire in that vein, but he couldn't pull it off as just a regular business, ruthless black businessman. He had to be in the entertainment industry. He had to be running a label.
He had to be a drug dealer first.
Right, he had to be a drug dealer first, because any other scenario of just a ruthless businessman, you know, J.R. Ewing was just ruthless. But he's believable as a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point. I mean, Empire can only come off with this long history of all of black's recent CEOs of record labels. That's the only, and that's what is bothersome to me. Wow, that's the only scenario that could take off.
So it's equating, he's saying it's kind of like every success, every black success has to be born of a struggle. Like, well, if there's no struggle involved, then it's not, you know, then it's not the same thing.
Well,
like nobody looks at a Donald Trump and they see a rich businessman or they see a smart businessman. I mean, you could debate that, but they see this smart businessman, but nobody says, you know, that he started from the bottom, now he's here. That's not, nobody cares about that part of the narrative for most white successful, you know, mega millionaires.
Beyond whites, I don't think African Americans get into the show unless he's running a record label, unless it's a familiar synopsis that they can sort of grab onto. That show's not popular if he's just a self-made businessman, but he's ruthless as shit.
like if he's running a mutual fund or something like
right.
that.
That's right. Right. That show does not go off. African Americans don't watch it. But now he's running a label. And then you got this cookie character, you know, that fits in even, not forget about white folks, African Americans, you know, in that aspect, ourselves is fucked up with the show. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, the music and the Timbaland production is what makes it fun, though. Like, I think that's, you know, that's a, you know, that's part of the business. I don't disagree with your point, but I think that's, I think that's part of the draw of the show is the music and the guest appearances. Mary J. Blige is
going to
start
doing
this song.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's like a musical. It's like if Falcon Crest was a musical. You know, it's basically what
and,
it is.
And I mean, it's a shame that it can't just survive as just being an entertaining television show.
But that's
it perpetuates the negativity in the black community is what it's doing.
Actually, you know what? You know what that reminds me of, I guess, when you talk about the guest appearances? I guess, in a way, go back to New York Undercover. It was a cop show, and it had a perpetual, like, a B-boy feel to it. I get it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, people turned to New York Undercover when they were at Natalie's at the end of the show.
They want to see who's
right,
coming through Natalie's.
See who's on the guest, yes.
Yeah.
Damn, son, you took me back.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm
said
just saying.
Natalie's in New York Undercover.
Hey, man.
I was hooked show, on that man. Joint that for the first few seasons. I was hooked.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's what's up, man. Yo, shout out. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Drake is good, but he's one classic album shy of great. Now, when I first seen this, I was like, I'm not going to pay any attention to it until I seen it on three separate Dick Ride blogs. And two, had it confirmed while I was listening to Four Elements Radio on other shows. You know, I guess because Aubrey got a new record getting ready to drop. The guy who wrote the article took into account only his studio releases, no mixtapes. And he broke down each album, which we won't do on this show. But the albums, obviously, Thank Me Later, Take Care, and Nothing Was the Same. Basically saying none of those are classic. Now, if you belong to the Drake Hive, and it's funny me saying this, Drake has a hive, if you can believe that.
Oh, I believe it.
Folks ain't gonna care what you talking about.
Take Care was the shit.
So, but I ain't talking to you, all right? Put your headphones back on and turn on Take Care. What I'm talking about is the Toronto rapper, if you will.
Not Raptors.
Yeah, well, people think he's extremely good, but he doesn't have a classic album. This particular person who wrote the album said that it was the Quentin Miller situation that killed it for him. It's like, wow, you know, we know his fans don't care about who wrote what and the melody. And even if they taught Drake how to rap it, they don't care. It's just him. But we're talking about being great. We're talking about a classic album. We're talking about that Sprite campaign, which is, in my estimation, a Trojan horse. Okay, to put him in where he does not belong. They said Graham's legacy will likely depend on whether Views from the Six will be considered a classic. He professes himself as legendary. And obviously, again, his fans won't entertain thoughts of the opposite. Kurt G, I know you think Aubrey got some talent.
He does.
But at the end of the day, they cited each of his albums as this new R&B rapper hybrid. There's no way you can consider him a full-fledged MC, let alone in the vein of classic rappers with classic albums. You say, sir.
It depends on how you define classic. If you could define it as a classic hip-hop album, or you define it as his classic album, period.
Yeah, but the problem is there's no universal criteria. So the conversation hinges on, you know, where you put him. What metrics are you using?
Because if you want to put him in a classic hip-hop, no, he doesn't have a classic hip-hop album.
There you go.
Not, period.
I think you could consider him, certainly he has a legacy in music. I mean, he's going to be, no, he sells a lot of units. He's very popular. I mean, 20 years from now, they'll still be talking about Aubrey. I get it. My line in the sand is hip-hop. He is not that guy. He's never been that guy because he's never been a pure MC.
No.
Who's the I didn't read the blog, so he was talking specifically about hip hop, right? Like, was he talking about just Is he talking about music in general?
Well, he seemed to be straddling the fence. But and like I said, I'll read this again. He said the problem is there's no universal criteria. He said the conversation tends to hinge on what metrics you're using to determine a classic album. So obviously his fans are going to be like, yo, this is what hip hop is now. Fuck you old niggas. Yeah, I get it. I don't concern myself with them because they don't have enough history in the game to know what a classic is. That's just a man right now.
Exactly.
Okay. For me, because I got a lot of history, and I'm going to say this a million times, I don't care how big hits he's got, he's never been a classic MC. You know what? That's like saying, oh, you know, Rakim, he just never had that singing voice, and Chuck D and KRS-One really couldn't sing. Yeah. So that's why they can't get the Aubrey.
And you're right. The metrics are different too. Like I listen to people when people defend Drake about, you know, in terms of his ability and his legacy. They use these weird metrics like features and how many spins you get. You know, and how, you know, like I said, how many mixtapes you on, and how many YouTube views your last video got. And I think it's so the metrics are just off, and it goes back to what, like, I think y'all been talking about a lot for the last few weeks on the podcast, this whole notion of a standard, you know, for hip-hop, you know. And a standard doesn't even have to be any kind of concrete rules written in stone, or, you know, on a stone tablet, you know, that you got from the mountaintop. But they're definitely, when we talk about other forms of music, is definitely a standard for greatness. There is no debate, you know, about the greatness of the Beatles. There's no debate about the greatness of the Rolling Stones in rock circles, right?
No doubt.
You know, it's not until you get to hip hop that you start having all these, you know, all this wiggle room. So I do think you need genres, just like rock has genres. It's like you have heavy metal, you have grunge, you have alternative, you have all these different genres that have come, some have come and gone, and some are still around, but you have these different genres for rock music, and you can define greatness by yourself. So as an artist, as a commercial artist, as a pop artist, you could make an argument that Drake is great.
If you tell me that Drake,
if you're going to go pop, yeah, Drake
he's
is
the
great.
Guy.
As
he
a pop,
is the man.
As a pop artist.
Yeah,
as
he's
a
pop artist. He's
and
great.
I agree. He's the guy. You won't get any argument from me if you want to talk about pop artist. He's the guy. No question.
And I'm telling you like this, because, and I think what people get confused with at this point, rap's been on the radio, rap's been commercially around. You know, if you want to, let's just use Rapper's Delight as the jump off, right?
Right, okay.
You know, as far as rap on the radio, that's damn near 40 years, right?
Yeah, like, right.
What is it? You know, so if you're using that, but here's the thing, when rap and through that time, you know, through those early years, and through the, you know, the golden age of the late 80s to mid 90s, you know, rap and hip hop were considered kind of the same thing. But you gotta remember, rap is just a medium. You know, rap is just a medium. It's just like it's somebody who sings, you know what I mean? Or you know, as opposed to somebody who's an instrumental artist, right? It's just a medium. Like in jazz, you have jazz singers, you have Ella Fitzgerald, you have a Miles Davis, you know what I mean? But it was still jazz. Rap is the art of rapping, or the rhyming is just a medium, which is why I don't even, you know, I might call Drake a rapper, but I really just call him an entertainer who uses rap as a medium. Just like Hammer was.
My man. You read
Hammer
my mind.
Hammer was no rapper, but he used rap as the medium to entertain and get his music across.
You read
and Drake
my mind.
Just happens to be able to somewhat carry a tune, you know, with the help of autotune.
Right.
You know, and so he sings a little bit as well. But I think you just kind of got to get away from even looking at Drake as a hip-hop artist in the classic sense. And I know I've come at it with New York, East Coast, boom, bat bias, you know.
Yeah, but the problem is, the problem is that you got guys in the industry, and I know they depend on guys like Drake to pay their bills and eat, but you got guys who make statements like, you know, hip hop has come a certain way. Now you have to release it. Or rap has come, specifically rap has become a certain way. Now you have to release it to a greater pop world. I'm not going to name any names because people really get upset when I drop names. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Sean Combs and Questlove. I'm sorry. These guys are guys who know hip hop. They know hip hop, yeah. But they have a financial interest in saying, well, it's okay for Iggy Azalea, you know, even though she's as phony as a $7 bill. It's not okay.
She's a pop star who uses rap as a medium.
As a medium, right? But they're not saying it like that. They're not vanguarding what hip hop is. And still advancing their cause. If they would say something what you just said, oh, Iggy Azalea uses rap as a medium, she's a pop star, but she isn't in the greater, you know, hip hop, you know, culture, you know, T.I., you know, yeah. I gotta call him out on that shit, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And to me, at the end of the day, a rapper is somebody who, when he goes to a party and the DJ throws on an instrumental, is going to pick up that, you know, who is at least tempted to just pick that mic up if he's feeling it, if he or she is in the moment, to just pick it up and just start dropping verses.
You'll never get that from Aubrey.
And you won't get that from Aubrey. You won't get that from, yeah, he's not going to just go in there and be like, yo, I just want to, you know, I just want to go in. But you will get that from a Black Thought.
Yes.
Know,
yes, you will.
Who will get up there because that gets, and you know, and as somebody who takes the art of MC and who takes it very seriously, when I think about Black Thought and how he's crafted and honed his style, and to me continues to improve. I feel like he's better now than he was 10 years ago.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Black Thought is one of the best.
And because they use it as a craft more so than media. Now I will say this, I do believe when I listen to Drake and I hear some of his lyrics, I do hear that if that's the cloth he was cut from, that's what he'd be doing. But I mean, again, he came of age, you know, when, you know, he, a protege of Lil Wayne, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know, so he's, and he took it where he wants to. And you got to remember, he's also an actor. I mean, this brother is just a very talented, multi-talented entertainer.
And I agree with you on that. No question. Again, a lot of people will listen to the show and assume that, damn, Killer, you always drilling this nigga. I'm just saying my narrowly defined situation when it comes to hip hop is different. All this entertainer, being an actor, being a mogul, I always give credit for that.
But none of that has to do with being part of the hip hop culture or being an MC.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that you don't know anybody about, because like you said, Sean Combs, I forgot more hip hop than I know about.
No doubt. And you know what? The thing about that is, when you said you just walk into a party, yo, I've seen guys at the top of their game. I'm talking about at the top of their game with hits. KRS-One, Chubb Rock, specifically one night down at the clubhouse off 14th Street. Anybody old school DC niggas know about that. When LL Cool J, who had several platinum records up under his belt, walked into the clubhouse, a hole in the wall club, and got on the mic and just murdered it.
Because that's what you had, that's what it meant to be a rapper, to be an MC.
Right.
You ain't never going to get that from a lot of these guys, you know?
None. No. And I'd say like most of them, unless they do a special thing where they know they're going, so if you know you're going on Sway in the morning.
Right.
You know, you got to be Five Fingers of Death, so you go in there, you know, prepared. But I'm talking about people just going in there like, yeah, I'm looking at my mic real quick.
So let me read the internet, the full comments of the internet. This guy goes on to say, I could never sit down and listen to an entire Drake project until his last album. I was very impressed by that mixtape, but once the whole Quentin Miller scandal happened, it kind of tainted it for me. I knew something was fishy when all of a sudden Drake started rapping in a Southern accent. Because of this, mm-hmm. I would never include Drake in the greatest MCs of all time discussion. But he'll go down as a legend, similar to Dr. Dre or Puffy or even Kanye West. A great hit maker, but not an elite MC. He summed it up the best. That's the internet right there.
Yeah, that about sums it up. Yeah, I got nothing to add.
Yeah, nothing. That's perfect.
Nothing after that. Yeah.
No doubt.
That's giving them credit, but like you said, they look at us like we're shitting on them. But we're giving them credit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
He's just not the MC that we want to be.
I hope Drake make a million, billion, skadillion dollars.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. In that level, yo, I hope he takes me to the bank. I hope he cleans up. You know what I mean? No doubt.
Yeah.
But, you know, indeed. So before we get further ado, we're going to get Kurt G together and the Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Bamboo the Asiatic, Family Matters. That's nice right there. That's Bamboo the Asiatic, Family Matters. And we got Cookbook and Evidence, A Whole New Cook. That's Cookbook and Evidence, A Whole New Cook.
How is that?
Son, you know Evidence on the beats, my
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Evidence? That's Evidence from Dilated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the instrumental joint is West the Ruler, B.A.D. Spring. That's West the Ruler, B.A.D. Spring.
No doubt. Anyway, we'd like to thank the governor of the Hip Hop Digest for being on the show. Thank you very much, my man.
Oh, man, I had a ball as usual. A couple things before I get out, though, because, you know, since I'm taking E. Keller's place, what about not forgetting to comment? I mean, I want to remind everybody to please leave that comment.
Yo, shout out to the governor, man. E. Keller's going to be so proud. So
don't forget the comment.
Yeah, don't forget the comment, and don't forget to rate the show.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
I'm
please.
Begging. That's E. Keller, no doubt.
Yes.
I'm begging.
Yeah,
man.
I got it. So I listen to the show directly from your website. So I don't have a deal on the radio. I guess should I open it up? You guys are on iTunes, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
All right, let me download it. Let me download the podcast from iTunes and read it.
All right.
Yeah. You know, handle that, sir. Yeah, E. Keller would be very happy about that.
No doubt.
Yep. Rate the show. And so tonight I'm going to check out Pete Rock spinning down at Silk City.
Oh yeah,
I'll try to tweet out some pictures at my Twitter handle is at It's George J. So you know, if y'all want to see some pictures from Silk City, I'll probably post them on Twitter or Instagram or something like that. I'll make sure I tag the Hip Hop Digest.
That's Philly, right?
Yep.
Silk City.
Yep.
All right.
Philly.
That's what's
Silk
up.
City and Philly.
All right, that's it, that's all. We'll see y'all next week then.
All right.
Peace.
One.
That's jazz music you're listening to. You see, I love jazz music.
Jazz, 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 jazz. Sit back and relax. Sit back and relax to the jazz, jazz. Jazz, jazz, sit back and relax, sit back and relax, to the jazz, 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 sit back and relax, sit back and relax, to the jazz, 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 sit back and relax, sit back and relax.
Check it. Off the cuff, often rough, but the stars above work in concert with clear hearts and thoughts conduct orchestration, a vocal and instrumentation arrangements. Chops cultivate to be a hours of incessant repetition that is joyful. Further fuels free form, unfettered fellowship. Flows of festiveness, the flux still felt the flush from the fever. Lost in the love movement. The groove is inclusive, in tune with its infinite potential. Texture, color collages, prompt chemical responses, massaging the conscience. With riffs polyrhythmic that calmly split any thick cloud of cigarette exhale attention. Gets presented in the form of a question. What is this form of expression?
Jazz, 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 jazz. Sit back and relax, sit back and relax to the jazz, 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 jazz. Back and relax, sit back and relax to the jazz, 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 jazz. Sit back and relax, sit back and relax to the jazz, 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 jazz. Sit back and relax, sit back and relax.
I'm in my zone, I guess, like an empty concert hall with nothing but a piano and Thelonious. Starting to feel erroneous in the crowded room. I feel the loneliness, so I tinkle the ivories in my mind to pass the time. staring off into the sunrise. I mean bright, searching miles in the sky for meaning of life, striking in a solid way round about midnight. I be dazed, my man tried to tell me there's something in my teeth. I said, the teeth, blow your teeth. I'm like, damn, I need sleep, I need rest, man, my head hunt. I mean hurt, so I sleep, but when I wake, I'm hearing Donald Byrd church. But well rested, keep my movement swift. I mean swift, trying to syncopate the rhythm of my thoughts to uplift. Integrated with the ups and the downs intertwined. The perfect soundtrack for a gift such as life.
Jazz, 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 jazz. Sit back and relax, sit back and relax.
Of lion, through the style of a sophisticated giant, through the mics and the boys with Rudy Van, catch a train from Overbrook with Booty Man, with a great day in Harlem 58, to the west where they seem to pray in bird's name, on that came up in the place with the white sacks, Max Ropes raised a fist in defiance, can't be square with the middle name sphere, Cal Jada got the flavor for your ears. Call him Chaz or Charles, but never Charlie. North Philly in the house, shouts to Rufus Harley. For the love of art, Blakey Tatum Farmer. Peace to all those that came to take it farther. I'm always listening to history steeps. I stay digging through grates, even when I'm asleep for that.
You don't hear me. game's not foolproof, I made it so. Stir the beat and pot roast it, I guess the plot's broken. I absorb the dopest rhymes from every up and comer through my head like osmosis. These could be the illest words I've not spoken. I'm worried and stressing about whether or not I had said this. While you scribble your rhymes and ruin these seats just like clan members. Part of me's top quality's hard to see, but I've been told. You're looking for Arbery, then you probably have been Rickrolled. Fuck a connection, I'm empty-handed to the world's ending. Scope the interns of the label out before I tag them in the serial. Word is free in the third degree and certainly make you wish they heard of me. And my demo tape before I curved the beat into the parking lot. Before back alley surgery, let the beat drop. That's the last time you heard of them. Give me some Percocet, it's the nerves again. I'm like Rap Berkowitz, the way I let my mind's barrel caught back a burst of plebs.
Which motherfucker stole my flow? This goes out to you. Bash your ass, hit you with my direct blow. Which motherfucker stole my flow? This goes out to you, you. Come back with that shit that might make you psycho. But you don't hear me though.
Standing in your front yard, gun bars, motherfucker, we got gun bars. Bullets spreading from your lumbar to where your lungs are. Talking shit like Donald, pull your trump card. Chill with the angry rap, fuck that. Like pulling out when doggy styling, it's the comeback. Corporate sponsors don't like it, homie, what's that? Still got niggas sitting in the drug trap. Beautiful ignorance, I spew beautiful ignorance. I fucking shoot you, what you think I do to some instruments? Real bitches love my shit, do the arithmetics. They don't fuck with your soft shit, that's musical impotence. Hell no, I don't fuck with y'all. Glocks in them revolvers, man, I done tucked them all. I know the cops probably kill me with shots, cause I can't duck them all. I just pray to God my dying words is fuck them all.
Coast. Getting cash money ever since death row. Ain't no limit to the way I let the tech blow. Rockefeller to sleep with the Smith and West show. I'm a ruthless bad boy, nigga, let's go. 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 Yeah, fake niggas got the game falling. I give a fuck if you lames balling. You don't like me, get to name calling. I speak my mind like I'm James Baldwin. Yeah, I'm raising hell while you facing L's. Losing yourself, chasing sales, that's a major fail. I'm ringing bells, blazing trails, nigga, my paper swells. All day I think of bars, blame my brain cells. I'm getting drunk if you can't tell. Ain't no gravity in this hoax, so I can't fail. Fall, all you pussy boys go to hell. If I tell you what I know, I probably go to jail. But I think too futuristic to ever become a new statistic like you predicted, right? I'm super gifted, right? And what I write is too descriptive. We could get pugilistic or I could shoot the biscuit. Cause I shoot terrific, you a loser if you get the Ruger twisted, right? They wondering where that real rap was. Non-static, these niggas don't wanna rap cuz. And I got some bloggers, I don't like it all. Fuck your site, nigga, put me on the cover of Final Call.
Yeah, fuck your motherfucking websites. Like some Malcolm X trying to do shit about man. Fucking hipsters out here.
Just a shady ass nigga from the West Coast. Getting cash money ever since death row. Ain't no limit to the way I let the tech blow. Rockefeller to sleep with the Smith and West show. I'm a ruthless bad boy, nigga, let's go. I'm a ruthless bad boy, nigga, let's go. I'm a ruthless bad boy, nigga, let's go. I'm a ruthless bad boy, nigga, let's go.
I'm just a grimy Puerto Rican from the East Coast. Squeeze toes, sniffing off your chain, call me Debo. In front of one Freedom Tower with the beams glowing. All my goons, hungry wolves with the teeth showing. I'll run in the building where Darren Wilson lives. Wearing a Mike Brown mask and kill his pregnant bitch. I got a military submachine, Navy Gat. That'll put you where Brenda put the baby at. I cut your tongue out, it's nothing you can say to that. Just a mercenary machine that was made to rap. And for the profit, I'll hit you with a dome rocket. You should've went and bought a gun instead of phone posits. A 938 Desert in the Mac Millie. That's four different kind of spitters like Black Hippie. You act silly, I'll treat you like a clown and put a red dot in your nose and have you found dead. I'm ruthless till I die, call me Eazy-E. But I bring that East Coast sound like I'm in D&D. Rest in peace, Sean P. You was a rapping king. Clap your thing one. King.
The wrecking crew start the demo. You didn't get the message, then you must have missed the memo. My MO show spectacular vernacular. Brain surgeon got me swerving in the Acura. Skip the salad, compose a ballad. All your paintings up on a canvas that was lifted from my palette. The OG stamped the crew, we the recruits. Now we taking knots out like a Swedish masseuse and bless the whole block. Copper ice cream truck, a nice clean buck. Why you in a dice game stuck? Y'all little mamas on the stage of the Empire State. Tri-color kicks lighting up the entire place. On a fast track, holy Goldman Sachs stacks. Flashbacks being broke, now we banking on the NASDAQ. Keep the trash wrapped. Bottom of the bottle, yeah, we tap that. Take a swig, nigga, pass that.
Strength, dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a while, touch ground, now we made men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense. Dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a while, touch down, now we made men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense.
Recline, chill, rhyme scaled to climb hills. Sign sale if you're cutting the mill. While your diamonds on the deals, we defining the real. Why you whining like you shining in the armor de ville? Queens native, the speed saver, unique flavor. Skill labor, pile of paper till I see acres. Save the compliments, we reign dominant, it's ominous. Cold rocking and crushing continents. Clutch flow, out for the gusto if you must know. Fiend for old like jumbos when the fun's low. Piecing the puzzle with fat caps and rustos. Stomping your cipher with fat raps to crush foes. Timeless, like the last second in the game seven. Early retirement, settle with the pace errors. Cross the line of crossfire when we place weapons. I'll fly the hell now. Every now and place has
strength, dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a wild such ground, now we made men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense. Dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a wild touchdown, now we made men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense.
They took a page from the playbook and call it flattery. But they melody be sounding like a parody. And for the sake of clarity, I'm dealing with reality. Start talking salary and skip the technicalities. It's real in the field, time to grind. Cause I'm ill with the quill when I sign my rhyme. While y'all pill on the bill when it's time to dine. About time for time, truth, time to shine.
On the climb, check the stock, kid. Keep them boxed in, shoot the fair one. Make you feel like it's a mosh pit. Talk slick and they telling me it's God's gift. Whip a drop sick, shit for make them car sick. Front line, y'all the nigga. That took cover the Brook brothers, stood guarded. That's why the hood lovers. Y'all niggas cabbage the outlets to live, sucker. Architects with the outfits to mix butter.
That's strength, dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a wild such ground, now we make men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense. Dropping gems, get on the wavelength. Wild style, criminals in the state pen. Been a wild such down, now we make men. Move proper, every dollar gotta make sense.
My man XP,
he on the wavelength.
RTNC,
he on the wavelength.
My man Rock Ross,
he on the wavelength.
You know the outdoors, man,
they on the wavelength.
2000,
kid, Lord said don't say to you, man. It's time.
So I committed it. The murder weapon couldn't be found. to prove an innocent. The charge I face, wrong place, wrong time, wrong color, wrong race. A crooked judge, loving his job, to give me life cause I'm sporting my dog. And this prosecutor, doing all he can to put us away cause our skin is tan. My city lawyer looking like Mr. Rogers, saying plead guilty, don't know it's ABC. I'm innocent, but they won't believe I should save my breath cause I won't be leaving convicted. But I didn't commit it, they giving out time. Yo T, let's split it, guilty, before the crime was done. Even though they didn't find the gun, cause I'm the one, might as well get myself. No bail, and yo, I can tell. I won't see the fellas for a long time, cause the jury's white and the judge is slammed. System got me, causing my residence, I'm guilty, and it's a proven innocent. Yo, T, tell them how it is up here, you know what I'm saying? Tell them how we living, dude. Doing time, a man catching it bad, y'all. Playboy centerfolds cover the wall. Maximum security, you know the routine. Keep it shanking some Vaseline. Wish I hadn't heard it, drop the verdict. Can't win due to color of skin. No more women with barges and they sweat. All I got's my hand in this nasty letter. Stupid to even think I ever had a chance. See, I can't sing and I can't dance. So I do time and time does me. Got calendars to see before I be free. Black poor education of sorts. No lollygagger who dabbles in sports. Number 0081973. Lyrical assassin from Cell Block C. Thank you, Chuck. Let the hook catch ya. Besides, I need a new partner for checkers. 3 meals a day, no deadline for rent. I'm guilty until proven innocent. Yo, check this out. This is Ted Joe hollering at all my homeboys locked up from 5,000. You see I'm saying? You gon' be out soon. Just look for the diagram in the cell, you know, in that hole I left in the fence for you. You know what I'm saying? I'll be sending you some draws through the mail soon. Be looking for that too. Yeah, triplex in full effect. Sending shouts out to Milan.
Jackson Prison.
County Jail.
Crystal Lake.
I own ya.
Marquette.
And Riverside. You was guilty before you even walked in the court, you know what I'm saying? You was already prosecuted. Guilty until proven innocent.